Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Here's another voice note from the past. Enjoy.
I wanted to take a moment because I am in this interesting space right now where I recorded one of your most abundant holiday videos, and it had a gardener in the background making a lot of noise. And so I was a little distracted. I really wasn't that distracted. I say that I was distracted, but in thinking about it, I was allowing it to be there. And once I chose to allow it to be there, I didn't actually feel as distracted. It was in watching it over again that then I was worried. Well, I guess my perfectionism came in, right? And was like, oh, you can't put that online because you've got this landscaper who gets really loud at one point. So then I was like, okay, I'll just record it again. And I did it. I prepared myself in a different way. And I kind of got into my head a little bit about like, ooh, this is what I'm going to do differently. This is how I'm going to say it differently. And I'm going to go brush my hair and it's going to be a little more calm and not as like, na 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 na, and energetic. And then I got 5 minutes into it. And then I was so in my head that I started to just watch myself. Have you ever had that where like you're talking and you can see yourself, like you can almost in real time, or the inner critic has almost come up and is like, oh no, how did you deliver that? You delivered that much better the last time. And of course, those thoughts are not helpful. And then they self-sabotage whatever else is coming out of your mouth. So then I was like, all right, pause, stop. This one is obviously not better because now I feel like I'm all over the place and I'm watching myself, right? So it's not coming from an authentic place. It's coming from a robot place. And I wanted to just kind of talk about the difference in my body of what the first one felt like and what the second one felt like. Because again, this is a perfect opportunity to do a little bit of reflection. So the first one was full of acceptance. I already said that, right? I was like, I'm going to do this almost as like a practice run because the guy is still landscaping. And so I'm just going to do it. And I'm going to give myself permission to not be perfect. It was so much more fun too, right? Obviously. And so then I just let it flow. And I allowed myself to make hand movements and facial movements and beel it up and say whatever came to my mind. And I feel like in those moments of flow, the inner critic is not there. It's not hanging over me and kind of being like this almost in real time observer of what's going on. It just is. It just flows. It's nothing else. It just is flowing. And my body feels so much more relaxed. And I just feel so much more relaxed. And so when I went into the second round of it, it felt stiff. Not even the way that I was talking or the more calm demeanor that I had. It just, in my body, honestly, things felt more clenched up. And then as I continued to kind of listen to myself in real time and start to critique it, it got worse. The feelings got even tighter. And the ego was so in the way there, right? It had come roaring into what I was doing as opposed to setting it down and allowing myself to flow. And when I say myself to flow, I really mean I got out of my own way and then allowed the oneness to come in and talk through me. Oftentimes, spiritual leaders will talk about just being a vessel for the message. And we need to learn, or at least I found it very helpful to learn, even in my body, what does that feel when I get out of my own way, right? When the ego is set down and the critic is not talking. And how much more fun it is for everyone involved when that happens. But I'm sharing all this with you because this is part of finding our voice. This is part of finding our authenticity. This is part of finding the way that we want to serve and our talents. And most importantly, the flow. Because the flow is all there is. And what all that is, it is the oneness that is in every single one of us. And so when we're flowing and we're not in resistance, everything feels better. I talk a lot about wanting to be out of resistance and allowing things to happen. This is an example of that. And then being able to just stop and be like, okay, I was in resistance. And instead of being like, okay, I'll try again, make it more perfect this time, recognize the fact that it was fine the first time. In fact, it was better because the flow was occurring. And even though it doesn't necessarily meet the quote unquote professional standards, I mean, like, you hear my landscaping, that's real life, right? And better to do it that way with that energy and it not be quote unquote perfect than to keep being in a resistant state and trying to make it more perfect. So today, I invite you to think about, as you're moving through whatever you're doing, to really see and feel in your body when you come up against resistance. What does it feel like? And what is happening in your mind as well? What is the connection? And then to give yourself the permission to just stop, reconnect. And if you've already created something that feels imperfect, then give yourself the permission to be like, this is beautiful just as it is.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.